You get a big win in Pittsburgh last night, pretty much a complete team effort. Do you attribute any of that to having a chance to actually practice for two straight days?
Well, those 2 days, we had a chance to focus on a couple of things that needed improvement. I think they were improved during the game. So, there's so many things that go into a win. There's so many things that go into a loss. The biggest thing that came out of last night is that I thought we battled hard. I thought we stuck together as a group, and we defended really well against a pretty potent team. Although they're not scoring a lot of goals, they're still a dangerous team. So all in all, you defend first, you get some offense at key times, and you win a hockey game.
You lose Brandon Dubinsky, and you don't find that out until late. All of a sudden, you have to make changes. How did you like the way your team kind of galvanized, came together, and just got through that?
Sometimes it's a good thing. When we're in the situation that we're in, Dubie's a 20-minute guy for me. I use him in all different situations, and when it kind of upsets things right before the game, I think it's good for the team. And Murray came in. We grabbed him out of the hotel. He came back into the lineup. We had Prouder up there on wing for a little bit. And I think it loosens up the team sometimes when something like that happens.
Last time we were here after the Vancouver game, you said Nick Foligno needs to make a big play. Him moving to center last night and playing the way he did, does that constitute a big play for him?
Yeah, he played well. He's played center before. He did a lot of good things for us. Has to grow, though. And that's a big thing for tonight as we enter tonight's game. Guys have to be even better tonight. We have a team here waiting for us, a team that's playing very well, a fast team. It's great we get it done last night, but now you have to answer again and do it again this evening.
You mentioned Ryan Murray. Yesterday when we talked, you said you didn't want things to spiral out of control with him. You throw him into the lineup. How'd you like his game, and did he play well enough to get back in there today?
Well, Murray, I thought, practiced really hard the past couple of days prior to that game. It's been very pointed. We talked very candidly about some of the things going on with his game. I thought he answered. He's at the hotel, just going to come over when the puck is dropped and he gets the call. I thought he played well. I thought he played with more urgency, which is very important, and made some good subtle plays for us defensively, and makes a nice pass to Sauter on a big goal. So good for him. It's crazy how it worked out, but I thought he played very well.
Last thing I want to ask you about is Brandon Saad. When he's in Chicago, he's always going to be behind Toews and Kane and Hossa, maybe the third or fourth guy on the rung of the ladder. Here he has the potential to be the number one guy. His game is getting better. Do you see him trying to be that number one guy?
Yeah, I see him trying to make a difference in all areas. The biggest thing we talk about with him is just his straight-ahead speed, and I can see him concentrating on just trying to beat people, trying to move his legs at all time with and without the puck. Did a little penalty killing last night. We're down in some bodies in that area. Did a little penalty killing, yeah. So I think he was an 18, 19-minute guy for us last night. He's an important part to this team.
Thank you very much. Good luck tonight.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Head coach Sean Tortorella. Milan, back to you.